From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama spells out his plan for long-term deficit reduction today after giving a sneak preview to congressional leaders this morning at the White House. The president is expected to praise the work of the commission he created last year to tackle the issue, as well as the ongoing talks by a bipartisan group of senators. But NPR's Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama is expected to chart his own path for reducing the federal deficit.
According to a White House official, Mr. Obama will outline a four-part plan that includes limits on domestic spending, additional cuts to the defense budget, savings on Medicare and Medicaid, and an increase in tax revenue by closing various tax loopholes. The speech comes just 1 month before the federal government is expected to bump up against its debt ceiling. The White House has been urging lawmakers to approve an increase in that ceiling and not to risk the federal government's good credit with a game of economic chicken. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt's ousted president Hosni Mubarak and his sons are being detained for 15 days by the country's justice minister for questioning over the family wealth and an alleged role in the death of protesters. NPR's Deborah Amos reports they'll face questioning over the next 2 weeks on a variety of issues.
The news ticker on Egypt State Television announced the arrival of Gamal and Ala Mubarak at a prison in Cairo. They join other top members of the former ruling party who have also been arrested and had their assets frozen in the past week. The investigation into alleged Mubarak family corruption continues. The public prosecutor resumed questioning Hosni Mubarak at his bedside after the 82-year-old former leader collapsed and was rushed to the hospital on the first day of the investigation. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.
The United States is resisting pressure from Britain and France to resume a more active role in the NATO-led military operation in Libya. Pentagon spokesman Dave LaPan.
I don't see any planning to, again, reassert U.S. Strike aircraft and forces as we saw early in the campaign.
British and French officials are saying that without a stepped-up U.S. involvement in the military effort, NATO forces may not be able to turn the tide against forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. More wounded residents of the besieged Libyan city of Misrata have been evacuated by sea. Misrata has been the target of ongoing attacks by Gaddafi forces. The evacuees are being taken to rebel-controlled areas in the east. NPR's Peter Kenyon has been speaking with some of them.
Some of the most consistent comments were about the randomness of the death that was hitting the people of Misrata, civilians and rebel fighters indiscriminately as best they could tell. The most common refrain was rooftop snipers just firing seemingly on whims at anything that moved.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in eastern Libya. This is NPR. Firefighters are battling some 14 major wildfires that have spread over a vast area of West Texas and have destroyed dozens of homes there. Texas Governor Rick Perry got an aerial view of the blazes.
334,000 acres in Texas burned off. 111 structures have been destroyed. There's been 81 family homes. We're blessed that we haven't lost any life.
One firefighter has been critically injured. Federal authorities say spot safety checks of nearly 3,000 buses nationwide have found violations that resulted in about 10% of the vehicles and drivers being taken off the road. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the inspections came after some deadly accidents on low-price bus carriers.
The surprise inspections took place between March 28th and April 6th and were carried out by federal authorities working with state and local law enforcement agencies. Violation citations were issued to 156 drivers and 262 vehicles. Another round of surprise inspections earlier in March resulted in 300 buses being pulled from service. The Department of Transportation has also initiated full safety compliance reviews on 95 commercial bus companies. These reviews determine a company's safety rating. Those ratings can be found on the Department of Transportation website. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The Central Band of the Royal Air Force rehearsing in London for the upcoming wedding of Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton. Trumpeter Michael McGowan says he and his fellow band members are excited to be participating.
I think a heightened sense of anticipation and excitement really evident, but I think we're all looking forward to doing a great job and making it a really memorable occasion.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.